4. Now, remember, we were reading Isaiah chapter 3 earlier, and this is about the judgment that was going to come upon the people of Judah because they'd gone off their idols and weren't worshipping God. So these were the sort of things that would have happened to them. Seven women will take hold of one man in that day, saying, "We'll eat our own bread and wear our own clothes, but just let us be called by your name and take away our reproach." So the idea was that so many of the men were going to be killed in the fighting and in the siege that there'd be seven more times more women than there were men. And they'd be happy just to have some man that was connected with them. "But in that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land will be excellent and beautiful for those who escape." So there's two different ideas. This awful situation with all the men being killed, and then in that day the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and there'll be wonderful fruit. So the branch of the Lord is Jesus.
Why will so many men die?
Well, I suppose so many men might die because in the vision that's being given, there was going to be a big battle, and in those days it was the men who fought in the battles more than the women. So I think the idea is that there'd be this great battle and lots of men would die. So, but in that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The branch of the Lord is Jesus in the end. So there's going to be this terrible time in the last days. I think that's what it all works out at. But Jesus, the branch of the Lord, is going to be exalted. And it will come to pass that he that's left in Zion... What's Zion?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, that's right. And particularly the Temple Mount. The little mountain or hill, we could say, where the temple was built. So it will happen that he who remains in Zion and he who remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord will have washed away the filth of the sins of the daughters of Zion and will have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst of it by the spirit of justice and the spirit of burning. And the Lord will create over the whole habitation of Mount Zion and over her great assembly a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. And there shall be a pavilion, giving shade in the daytime from the heat, and for a refuge from storm and rain. This all rather sounds like Israel in the wilderness, doesn't it? When they were led by a pillar of fire in the night, and a pillar of cloud in the daytime. And I think it's saying that the wilderness journeys will be at an end, and at last the pillars of fire and cloud are going to settle permanently and forever in Jerusalem. And so just notice what he says. It will be a shade in the daytime from the heat. Well, when Israel went through the Red Sea, that was like baptism. And then after baptism, they went through the desert. And we are led by a pillar of fire and cloud. And God was so thoughtful, because in the desert it's so cold at night, and he gave them a pillar of fire at night to keep them warm, and yet it's very hot in the daytime, and he gave them a pillar of cloud, it says, to give them shade from the heat. So God is very sensitive to our journey and the situations we're going to go through after we're baptized. But finally, the journey will end. And the journey will end in this sense in Jerusalem, when all the sin of God's people will have been purged away. And God's presence will settle down there forever.